It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Continuing on with the program as we do get into the 7 o'clock hour. We've got another busy hour coming up as we are going to have a couple guests on. Tom Ackerman is going to join us at about 7:20. He's got a few people he's going to speak with, including Curtis Francois, the owner of Worldwide Technology Raceway. I said this last hour, I'll repeat it. It says so much about the sports community in St. Louis that NASCAR has made the decision to make their Cup Series race a playoff race. That was the official announcement today. It had been rumored for a little while, but it became official today, and we'll get more details. We'll hear from Tom Ackerman, who was part of that press conference and everything today over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And we'll talk some SLU basketball with Isaiah Swope later on this hour, as he was out at Busch Stadium for SLU night a couple nights ago. Got the chance to catch up with him. He came over with Coach Schertz from Indiana State. I'll tell you what, it's going to be, he's going to bring the house down, knocking down some threes this year. He is a phenomenal three-point shooter, and it's going to be so much fun. You know, speaking of SLU, by the way, SLU Women's Soccer has a big one coming up on Sunday. So they've gotten off to a nice start to the season. They had that matchup against BYU where they tied 1-1, but they brought in the number four team in the nation into St. Louis. And there was a lot of, like, on my Twitter algorithm, that it was pointing a bunch of stuff towards that, as I saw a lot of people who made their way out to Herman Stadium. Going to be another opportunity coming up on Sunday, and the SLU women, they're actually playing right now. They are in Springfield, matched up against Missouri State. At halftime, they have a 2-0 lead as they look for their second win of the year. But then coming up Sunday afternoon, a 1 o'clock start, they've got number 12 Penn State. Penn State number 12 in one ranking, number 7 in another ranking. So let's call them number 7, Penn State. They're going to be coming in. That's a rematch of last year's Sweet 16 matchup. It was won by Penn State in Happy Valley by a 4-3 score. So you've got Penn State ranked number 12 or 7, depending on which rankings you're looking at. SLU is at number 19. If you're looking for something to do coming up on Sunday afternoon, get to Herman Stadium and support SLU Women's Soccer. Always try to do this on days that the Cardinals play weekday day games, because we've got the shortened extra inning show. If you've got any thoughts on the Cardinals that you want to share, we can take them right now by calling, texting, or tweeting. We'll open up everything. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. They played, today's game was fine. Like, I wish there would have been more games like this throughout the season. Just kind of the standard, normal win. They won by 3 runs, so yeah, that's still technically a save situation, but it felt like they were in control. They were able to get a late add-on run. They out-hit the Padres by a bunch. I mean, it was just a well-played game by the Cardinals, and if they would have had some more of these this year, it'd be really different. We're already at the stage of the season where you can start to do the woulda, coulda, shoulda. And there are a bunch of moments where you look at, you know, them going and getting swept by Cincinnati. If they, even if they would have just one win, one more win right now, would look a little bit different. Two more wins absolutely would look different. And maybe some of these things that have happened recently. Yeah, we'll talk more about this coming up in our final segment today, but the news that Tommy Pham has been placed on waivers, I think for some fans, it's a case of what's going on there. Why are they making this decision? And the answer of why they're making the decision is because Pham wants something that right now he can't get in St. Louis. Pham wants one of two things. He wants to be playing for a playoff contender, or he wants to be playing every day. And those options are not really available. It's notable that Jordan Walker not in the lineup tonight for Memphis. Does that mean he's going? Are the Cardinals saying that they want to give Walker another look at the big league level and let him play every single day? Like, that's what it's got to be. If Jordan Walker is going to return, he should start every game from now until the end of the season and never come out of the lineup, no matter how much he is struggling. Because if you play around the game where you're sending him up and sending him down, or you got him on the big league roster and you're putting him on the bench as a young guy, it just doesn't make any sense. So in many ways, it feels like whatever cliche you want to do, you know, waving the towel, lifting the white flag, whatever, in many ways, it feels like the Cardinals are doing that right now. And it started with Sean Armstrong, and now the Tommy Pham news today, and we'll see whether or not Jordan Walker does return. Also, we'll see if Nolan Gorman comes back. I think there's less of a chance on Gorman than Walker at this point, but I also didn't, I think I said it either on this show or on the post-game show somewhere on KMOX. I said that I didn't think we would see Jordan Walker again this year. And the reason I said that was when President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak met with us as a group in this past week or so. I don't remember what day that was exactly. The season, the days run together in the middle of the baseball season for me. When that conversation took place, and on that same day when he had a conversation that we aired on Cardinals Radio Network with Mike Claiborne, everything that Mo said indicated a look to the future for Walker, a look beyond this season. Talked about where he might be going into spring training next year. Specifically talked about the desire for Walker to spend the offseason at the Cardinals complex in Jupiter and work specifically on his hitting, the way he worked specifically on his outfield defense this past offseason. So when those kind of comments are being made looking to next season, to me it feels like you're not going to see him again this year. Maybe things have changed. Maybe you do want to give him that chance to be the everyday guy. Because when he's playing every day at Memphis here recently, it wasn't like this when he first went down to Memphis, but when he's playing every day at Memphis right now, he's hitting. So do you give him that opportunity? Do you bring him back and put him back in the lineup every single day, no matter what, and see what it looks like? And if it's just a struggle, if he doesn't hit, if he strikes out a lot, if he never lifts the ball, well, then you just deal with it. Maybe that's what they're thinking. The last thing I would want to see is for them to give him another opportunity, even if it starts that way, even if it starts with him being an everyday guy, and then it's just not working, and you either send him back down or you put him on the bench, one of those things. I certainly would not want to see that. They're going to get two more roster spots here as we get into September. And as they get the two more roster spots, they're going to have to figure out what they want to do with those. Steven Matz will probably use at least one of them. Matz is reportedly going to be on this next trip. So, and what role is he going to be in? Who knows? I would suspect that he's going to be a relief pitcher, not so much a starting pitcher. But I don't know for sure. He, at one point, there was talk about him coming back. At some point, Lance Lynn is going to be back. He's got a rehab start. I believe it's coming up on Sunday. So there's going to be a crunch for roster positions. That's why Sean Armstrong lost his job, because there weren't enough roster spots to get it all figured out. And it's a team and an organization that, in many ways, the roster is flawed. And we're seeing the results of that right now with these decisions that they're making. And now Tommy Pham is going to exit. It's a very weird time. It's a very weird time right now for the Cardinals. Let's grab a phone call. Tate has given us a call. Hey, Tate, you are on Sports Open Line.
Hey, Matt. I just want to say what a great win for the Cardinals today. And I am starting to believe we have a chance in the Central Division this year.
All right, Tate. Appreciate the phone call. I hope you're right. I don't know if you are, but I hope you are. I hope you're right. It is a mountain to climb for sure for this team. They are in a terrible spot if they want to be a playoff team. I don't love talking about it. They're just in such a tough spot because they are not in contention right now. They're 6.5 games out of the final wild card spot, needing to jump over three teams to get there. And the top team that they're chasing has won 8 of their last 10 games. Those are the facts. And they're matched up against the Phillies right now, and they have a 3-0 lead on the Phillies in the sixth inning. So that's barring Philadelphia coming back, and if there's a team in baseball that can score 3 runs at the snap of a finger, it's the Philadelphia Phillies. But barring that happening, the Braves are just going to win again. So I would love for them to get back into contention. I don't think it is overly probable here at the moment. Text message from the 573 says, nice to split the series after how the first 2 games went, and nice to see Sonny pitch well too. Sonny Gray was really good today. That was good to see. Gives up the home run, but doesn't give up multiple home runs. That's turned into a key for him. I mean, as he goes into his offseason, I would hope that the thing that he perhaps really looks at is what he can do to limit the long ball, because he's given up a lot of home runs this year. And that is something that has at times in his career been a thing, but it wasn't last year when he was with the Twins and when he finished third in the Cy Young Award voting. So today what we saw from Sonny Gray I thought was really good. He only gives up the 1 home run. It was a solo shot. That's the only run that the Padres score in the game. 6 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 90 pitches, 63 for strikes. And then, man, just looking ahead to next year, I really hope, and I know there's still some thoughts of Matthew Liberatore as a starter down the line. Man, he is so effective as a relief pitcher. You can throw him into high leverage spots right now. Like the season he would have had if they never would have futzed around with him being a starter and just let him be a reliever. We'd be talking about him the same way we talk about Kittredge and Romero and kind of Fernandez now. And he did it again today. This is a guy who can be a lockdown relief pitcher and can give you more than 1 inning if you need it. Really, really, really good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Tom Ackerman is going to join us, and we'll talk all things NASCAR Cup Series playoff race at Worldwide Technology Raceway. That's coming up in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KMOX. Our Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. About to hand things off for just a little while over to Tom Ackerman. What a big, big announcement today from the folks at Worldwide Technology Raceway and NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series race, which has been so successful with the way that Worldwide Technology Raceway has run the event and run the weekend. I think the rest of the motorsports and NASCAR world for sure have looked to see what they can take away from the way we have done things here in St. Louis. And now it's gotten even bigger, as the Cup Series race is now not just going to be a race, it's going to be a playoff race moving forward. Tom, with the owner of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Curtis Francois, in addition to Kristen Richards, director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and also Illinois State Representatives Katie Stewart and Jay Hoffman. Tom, take it away.
Okay, thanks very much. Here at Worldwide Technology Raceway with owner Curtis Francois, and a big announcement today. You have officially announced playoff race September 7th, 2025 here at the track. NASCAR, after three seasons, has awarded you their second playoff race. That's just one of the pieces of news, but let's talk about that one first. How does that feel to you?
Well, I think it just shows what we know, Tom, that you know the St. Louis culture of sport is just a huge economic driver, and St. Louis supports big time sports. NASCAR realized it, and they're doubling down on their bet on us. And it's a tribute to the St. Louis sports fans, all the racing fans that are out there, our customers, our partners, the governmental entities that we deal with. All of us are pulling the rope together to make these things happen.
Normally, your race would be the first weekend of June. Great race. There's something about the playoffs, isn't there? The drivers, there's more pressure on the teams. It's later in the year, maybe more eyeballs on what's going on. All of those factors ramp it up here a little bit.
Well, I think, with anyone, any sports team, the playoffs always signify something special. That's where you're going to see those special moments, because it's your last chance. And so as the playoffs come to St. Louis, that's what you're going to see here. You're going to see all of the drivers not leaving anything on the table. If they're in the playoffs, they want to go through our round and go to the next round and then ultimately to the championship. If you don't do well with our round, you're not going to move forward. And so it's so important for St. Louisans to realize that this is just like any other playoff series that happens in the other great sports we have in St. Louis.
And then you have added, for the first time in 14 years, Xfinity race coming to St. Louis. It used to be called the Busch Series. Curtis, I used to cover it. Guys like Kevin Harvick and Dale Jr., they became mega stars. Xfinity has big time stars. Tell me, though, how did that come about and become a doubleheader weekend for you? That'll be on September 6th.
Great. So through conversations that I've been having with NASCAR, that ongoing, about what the future looks like, we all just came to a consensus that with the success of our cup races, with the success of our truck races, that the Xfinity would be a great additive here. And so when given that opportunity, we jumped on it and really are just looking forward to bringing back those memories for all the folks that used to engage with that cup series or with the Xfinity series. Back then it was called the Busch Series. Those great memories, I think, are to come right back to the surface again.
Curtis Francois is with us. Before we go, I've spent a lot of time with you. I've seen you behind the scenes, and I know there's much still to come. You have a vision for the Metro East. This all is about entertainment, but it's also about development and about kind of reinvigorating the Metro East side of the St. Louis area. What is it about this area and about Illinois and the cooperation that you've received to achieve those goals?
Well, I think, sports is used in St. Louis, in the St. Louis region, as is really just the starting place for change and for economic development. You look at what the Cardinals have done with Ballpark Village. You look at what St. Louis City has done and that amazing investment that they've made there. We have a similar opportunity, and from the very beginning, of my investment in this facility, we recognized that there was an opportunity here for community revitalization. We could be that shining light on the hill, and we started from day one with those ideals. Now, as we're moving into more maturity into the facility after almost 13 years now, you're really given that the opportunity, and you're starting to see that this is just the beginning, and this next decade is really where we should be able to make some more progress on the community side.
A big day. It has been brewing for a while, and now it is official. NASCAR Cup Series playoffs coming to the St. Louis area to Madison, Illinois, Worldwide Technology Raceway, September 7th. Congratulations on that. Appreciate the time.
Great to be with you. Great to be with you. And also just great to, again, bring along these wonderful partners like Illinois Tourism and DCEO as they're renewing their partnership with the Enjoy Illinois 300. That's a great title to have on the playoff announcement. They've been a wonderful partner with us.
Joining us is Kristen Richards from DCEO. And here in the state of Illinois, Curtis Francois is your advocate. I mean, he has really done something here. What is your reaction to all of this?
Isn't it incredible? Just to see where we've come from you know, the state making an investment in this race 3 years ago and where we are now celebrating the opportunity to host a playoff race in this region of Illinois. Wow. I mean, what a special thing to be a part of. We're so excited to welcome visitors year after year. And this announcement means that even more visitors, I think, are going to be joining us from other states, other countries, super fans coming to southwestern Illinois to support the Enjoy Illinois 300.
What do people say when you talk about this? What are your residents here in the state saying?
They're thrilled that we're making the investment because they know that it's the type of investment that lends itself to a huge economic impact. Our investment, what we make through tourism dollars on behalf of the state of Illinois, that's a $60 million impact to this region. That's supporting small businesses, restaurants, hotels. It supports creating thriving communities. That's why the state believes in this investment and why we partner with the Worldwide Technology Raceway every year to make it.
Southwestern Illinois, what are you most proud of? We know from a national standpoint, Chicago gets a lot of attention up there. But down here in this part of the state, what are the strong points that you're most proud of? The track, obviously, is making its mark, but what do you see?
It's an absolutely beautiful region of the state that's grounded in people that work hard and like to celebrate all of our assets, from the Great River Road up through Alton and Grafton to Route 66, which happens to run right by the Worldwide Technology Raceway. We will, by the way, be celebrating the 100th birthday of the Mother Road in 2026, so it's a great opportunity in 2025 to kick off that birthday party early. There's so many things to visit and see in this region. We do put together travel itineraries from folks that are coming to the race. We want them to not only stay for race weekend, but stay for a while and come back, bring friends next year. It's a great opportunity for us to amplify our tourism assets.
I learned today, actually, that the international travelers are interested in St. Louis because of two major things, soccer, which is understandable, and Route 66.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
That's right. The Mother Road starts in Chicago, all through Illinois, down to the Gateway region. There are stops all along the way. You can visit our website, Enjoy Illinois, to find travel itineraries. It is true. Folks from other countries come right to Illinois, right to southwestern Illinois to visit the Mother Road. And again, we're getting ready for this birthday party in 2026. The race in 2025 is going to help kick us off.
Representative Stewart, Representative Hoffman, this area is benefiting from a lot of different things. What is Curtis Francois doing at this moment to raise not only awareness to the Metro East as a tourism destination, but sort of paving the way, if you pardon the pun, for future years here?
Yeah, I think he's showing that there are, we want to be invested in this region. We want the people of the region to invest in themselves and to help us bring that growth forward and to point to say, I'm from this region, and I'm proud of where I'm from, and come see where I'm from and see everything that we do, and just adding so many more events throughout the year and what they do here in the holiday season, bringing people from all over. We just want to continue to bring that and make smart investments in the area.
We're so lucky to have Curtis' vision for this area. Not only is this a great sporting event, but I think over the next decade, we're going to see development all around this area, the immediate area, not to mention how this is spreading throughout the Metro East and the entire St. Louis metropolitan area. When they're going to be on NBC in September in the playoffs and highlighting the St. Louis region, you can't pay enough for that kind of publicity and advertising. And making sure that folks know throughout the nation and the world that this region is up, it's thriving, it's growing, and it's going to continue to grow. And I think that will bring the type of pride in a community that you'll see a lot of the redevelopments that can occur.
And for each of you, just in closing, are you feeling that momentum, and are you seeing cooperation from the legislature, from your constituents, or people talking about that?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, there was a round of grants that were done to help, like, downtowns and streetscapes, and to just bring that whole sense of pride in place of where you're from, where you want to show it off to the world. And like Representative Hoffman said, when NBC is broadcasting us across the world, people are going to see that, and then you're going to be able to bring people to your own Main Street and just show them how great every town in the area is.
And we should point out that the governor has been extremely, extremely helpful in providing infrastructure resources so people can get in and out on race day, which is so important. But also, I believe that if you look at what the tourism dollars have done, $60 million every time you have a NASCAR race is brought into this region. That's money that's spent in our restaurants, our hotels. It's spent throughout the entire region. You cannot overemphasize what a great investment it is from the state of Illinois to invest in this racetrack and invest in this event.
Appreciate your time, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you, Tom.
That's Tom Ackerman, and that is great news once again for the St. Louis area and for the Cup Series race that happens every year at Worldwide Technology Raceway. No longer a regular season race. It is now going to be part of the playoffs in the NASCAR Cup Series, and that is absolutely fantastic. Something else that's very exciting coming up, the first year of the Josh Schertz era of St. Louis University Billikens basketball. I got the chance to catch up with one of his players, Isaiah Swope, who came over with him from Indiana State. You'll hear from Swope coming up in just a moment here on a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are so excited for the start of St. Louis University Billikens basketball. Of course, you can hear all those games right here on KMOX. It's going to be great to hear Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. broadcasting the games, and it's going to be great to hear Isaiah Swope hit three after three after three, because that is what he does. He's one of the newest members of the Billikens, and he joins us right now. Great to see you. How's this experience been like for you so far here in St. Louis?
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It's been great. It's my first time being in St. Louis. I was in Terre Haute last year, so going from that type of city to the actual city, it's been crazy.
You've been an Indiana guy through and through, because before that you were in Evansville at Southern Indiana. I think you grew up in the state of Indiana, if I got that correct. So is it fun for you being in a place now that's a little bit different?
For sure. I mean, it's way different just from, like I said, from the standpoint of I've never been in the city. But, you know, they got thousands of food places. I feel like my new home is First Watch. So I'm just real happy for the overall experience, you know, and it's been great.
So First Watch is the first place? Is that the place
yeah.
you go to?
That's my go-to spot for sure.
Okay. You followed Coach Schertz here. Was that an easy decision? Like, did you, when he ended up here, did you know immediately that you'd probably follow him, or was it a bit of a process for you?
Yeah, once we figured out last year, just throughout the season of everything that was going on, you know, he had meetings with everybody, and I told him from the beginning, like, I really can't see myself playing for another coach. So, you know, just overall, you know, he's been great to me, great to my family, and, you know, I like the way he operates things, and he's just more than a coach. You know, he's there for you on and off the court for whatever you need. So, you know, it was a pretty easy decision.
What does he do to, and I know you got into it a little bit with that answer, but can you talk a little more about the things that he does that makes you feel that way about him?
Main thing, you know, he's just real honest. Everything's up front. You never have to second guess anything with him. You know, he lets you know straight. So whenever you got somebody like that, you know, it's just easy to be around. Like I said, I don't have to question anything whenever it comes to him, whether that's basketball or, like I said, or off the court, you know, and he's always there to lend a hand in any area that I need for my life, you know, for me to be better. So, you know, like I said, when you got somebody like that in your corner, you know, you want to stay next to them.
I know you're looking forward, not looking back, but that year that you guys had at Indiana State last year was so special. You should have been in the NCAA tournament. You didn't get there, but you go to the NIT and you get all the way to the NIT championship game. You guys were just on a roll. How much fun was it last season?
I mean, it was crazy. I mean, you initially don't know you're going to go into a season and win 30 games and, you know, have a crazy run like that. But, you know, those are my brothers. And we still talk to this day. We still got our group chat. We still keep up to date with everybody going on. One of my old teammates, he just got married. So we're still real connected. Like I said, overall, I just had a blast playing last year.
And it's not just you. There's other guys that have come along with Coach Schertz. As you guys have joined other players who are here and then other people coming in from other places, how much has it been about taking what was done last year and taking that even further this year at SLU?
I would say it's a thing, but, this is its own team. It's a new team, new guys. So, two returners from Schertz system at least. We'll write our own story. We'll have our own path for this year. So just looking forward to that, to be honest.
I mentioned when I brought you on, you can hit threes, and you've been among the league leaders and nation leaders in that. What's that feeling like for you? Because you get into that zone sometimes where you're not going to miss. Can you take me? What does it feel like for you where you know if you put it up, it's going through?
It feels great. Anytime you get in that zone, any player would, you kind of just blank out. I've seen a lot through Gibson. He knows how to shoot threes for sure. But just overall, whenever you're in a flow type state, it's pretty good to be in.
What, from a facility standpoint, Chaffetz Arena, they've got the new athletic training center and everything. What's it like for you? Do you like the facilities that you guys are at?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I say main thing is just real convenient, just having everything just right there at your disposal, whether it's, where we get our meals at, fueling station, weights, practice, games. So, just to be able to go play and then just walk a few steps to go back to our apartments, that's amazing.
I'm sure you've heard this, but in St. Louis, when the Billikens are rolling, that's the place to be. Everybody that's anybody is at those games. It is loud. Everybody's talking about it. How exciting is it that you might be part of that and bringing that back? Because that's something that the basketball team hasn't had in a few years.
I would say super excited. Like I said earlier, this team, we're different. We're our own team. We'll write our own path, write our own journey, and I'm looking forward to that special part about our team.
Where are you guys at right now in terms of practice and everything? And just because, the season isn't really that far away.
Yeah, we're still building overall, and we'll continue to build throughout the season. From guys that play and to guys that play almost 40 minutes a game. It'll be a continuous group effort to just, keep building, keep connecting. And like I said, as time goes on, we'll be even more connected and better.
Isaiah, great to get to know you a little bit. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Isaiah Swope. We will take a break. We've got a lot more coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Starting to wrap things up here on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, it is the St. Louis City Soccer Report, as Jen and Nate will have you for that coming up in just a few moments, so you won't want to miss that. Talk a little more City SC Soccer with them. Cardinals baseball tomorrow. They are in New York, set to open up a series against the Yankees. We'll see what they can do. Good that the Cardinals won today. They were able to split the series. Going into the series against the Padres, I said they need to win 3 out of 4 and then win every series the rest of the way, and that gives them maybe an outside shot at being a playoff team. So if I'm going to keep that equation in place, they split the series. If they could sweep one of these series and then still win the rest of them, that's what it would take to get to 87. At this point, I'm not real convinced that 87 wins is going to be enough to get a team into the playoffs when you look at what the Braves have done, and they really haven't shown signs of slowing things down going into tonight's matchup against the Phillies. They had won 8 of their last 10. Again, the wild card situation for the Cardinals after they win the game today, they were 6.5 back of the Braves. That could go back to 7 depending on what happens. But they're also 3 games back of the Mets, and they're a game back of the Cubs. They're just barely in front of the Giants. So they do jump over the Giants with the win today. But it is a slim outside chance that they do enough here in these final couple weeks. And I think what's also talking to fans, and I completely understand this, because I think for the fans that have been holding out hope that maybe this team could go on a run to put themselves into playoff position, I do think it was disheartening when they made the decision to move on from Sean Armstrong. And we talked about this a lot on the post-game show and in other places. Not that Sean Armstrong was a guy who was doing fantastic, amazing, great, difference-making things for you, but he was fine. had a sub-3 ERA, had 7 consecutive scoreless outings. You weren't putting him in high-leverage spots. So does he have the 7 consecutive scoreless outings if he's pitching in high leverage? Probably not. But he was still doing what you needed him to do, and they wanted to be able to get a look at Riley O'Brien. And then the news of what happened today with Tommy Pham and them making the decision to place him on waivers. And we'll see what happens with Pham here moving forward. But he had made it clear, evidently, that, and this is just based off reporting that's out there, Pham wanted to either be in a situation where he was playing every day or playing for a team that was very much in playoff contention and was going to be a playoff team this year, and the Cardinals were unable to afford him any of those opportunities. So in many ways, some of the things that the Cardinals are doing with Armstrong, with Pham, things like that, it feels like a team that understands the likely fate of them not being a playoff team, while at the same time, from a mathematical standpoint, they're not technically eliminated, even if I think Fangraphs coming into today had the Cardinals making the playoffs at 1.1%. So it's not 100% that they're not going to get there, but 99% is pretty darn close to 100%. So that's what they're at. But you know what? You go into New York and you sweep the series, or you take 2 out of 3, and the Braves really struggle against the Phillies, and all of a sudden the Mets fall off a little bit. Maybe things look different a week from now. I don't think that is a likely scenario by any stretch of the mind, and we are running out of calendar. We are running out of runway. This season and this regular season is going to be over before we know it. But look, give the team credit for some of these wins that they're coming up with. Today was a nice win. I think yesterday was an even nicer win for them to give up the lead late and then come back and find a way in the ninth inning to do what they did, and for Nolan Arenado to drive in the winning run, and for everything they did yesterday in the ninth inning to come with 2 outs. And the 2 guys that set things up before Arenado came up, I think Bernie Michalas wrote about this in his pregame column today. He talked about how, you know, that ninth inning yesterday was fun because of you had a couple young guys in Wynn and Scott, and then you had Nolan Arenado stepping up. And Arenado had this fantastic quote after the game about, you know, what he wanted to provide from a leadership standpoint in the clubhouse. If maybe he's not providing as much at the plate, he certainly wants to be there for guys in the clubhouse. And we've seen more of that lately. The other day, after he hit that walk-off grand slam, he posted the picture on Instagram. It was him and Lars Nootbaar and Pedro Páez, and was it Victor Scott? It was somebody. Maybe it was Mason Wynn, right? Maybe it was Mason Wynn. Yeah, I think it was Pedro Páez and Mason Wynn, along with those 2 guys. They were breaking bread in the clubhouse after the game, just sitting there talking baseball and doing things like that. Andre Pallante talked a lot about Nolan Arenado yesterday when he was, because they've got an interesting history where Arenado was working out in the same area where Pallante was. And when Pallante was much, much younger, he got some of Arenado's batting gloves. So it's a cool story, that whole thing. And Pallante talked about how great of a leader Arenado is and what they see from him. So at some point in time, look, there are people that text into the KMOX text line just throughout games or just at random times, just completely going off. If Arenado commits an error, if Arenado doesn't run as hard as a player would like, as a fan would like him to run down the first base line, things like that, there are people who immediately are chiming in. There's this anti-Arenado sentiment that exists out there from a vocal minority, and I don't totally understand it. It seems, I think the anti-Goldschmidt stuff that's out there is more about the frustration with his production. And I get that. Goldschmidt, even with what he's done over the last few days, and he has certainly performed over the last 3 days. He has 7 hits in his last 3 games. The numbers still are not great for Paul Goldschmidt. He's a .236 hitter, right? So people are frustrated with that, and understandably so. The people who are frustrated with Nolan Arenado, it seems to be more than just about the production. I don't know if people don't like his body language. I don't know what it is. It's a little bit confusing because I've always thought that he's somebody who really grinds it out. But sometimes the body language is bad. When he starts getting frustrated, when things aren't going great, I think he wears it. And you can see the physical manifestation of it. I get that. I just don't totally understand why the frustration exists when it comes to Nolan Arenado. Anyways, that's just about going to wrap up this edition of the program. Again, we'll be back with you coming up tomorrow as the Cardinals and the Yankees open up a series against each other. It is going to be tomorrow a 6:05 first pitch. So that means our coverage will begin at 5:10. We had a busy, busy, busy program today. Thanks to all of our guests. And we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.